the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We're the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. You're doing like a magic, you're doing like a crystal ball thing over the microphone.
Well, I was putting a hex on my microphone. Wait, no.
You hate your blessing, microphone.
I was blessing my microphone.
Hex is the bad thing. I don't think magicians do blessings. That's a
religious
thing.
I happen to know
the
difference, all right? I'm not an idiot.
Okay. All right.
Jeez.
I know about magic, okay? I'm not dumb.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about fucking magic.
Exactly.
Please. Not an imbecile. So I was thinking about comedy and how I love comedy. That's why, you know, I do this podcast. I love it.
It is? That's your sole reason?
I probably have some others. I love complaining about shit. But I love comedy, yet I hate comedians. I hate stand-up. I hate most comedies, you know, movies. I hate sitcoms. Pretty much anything to do with comedy I don't like, but I love comedy.
I don't know if you do, because you just said you hate
it. I know. I don't know. It's just interesting. I like comedy, but I mean, 95% of the shit out there I hate.
Well, maybe you should reevaluate.
I still love comedy.
If you go...
I like that 5%.
I love pizza, but I really hate, you know, dough and sauce and cheese. But other than that, I really love pizza.
No. Maybe it would be, I only like pizza from this one pizza place.
My own pizza place.
The pizza I make.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. That's the truth right there. I like the pizza I make. Other than that...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Pizza's pretty shitty. But I love pizza.
I don't know about that one.
You don't think I like pizza?
You know, I don't... When people say I love comedy, I get annoyed. Like, what do you mean you love comedy? I don't even know what that means.
I love the laugh. That's what it
means. I know, it's stupid. I mean, comedy as a genre is so subjective.
That's the thing.
That's like people saying, I like music. I like music. I like music.
No, people do say that because you'll ask them, what kind of music? You're like, everything. I love every kind of music. I love it. You know a lot of people do that.
Yeah, but people aren't usually as vague. People are more into genres of music. With comedy, people are like, I love ventriloquists. That's what I like.
That Dunham guy. Yeah, people love that shit.
I like prop comics. Big prop comic fan.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I cried when...
I'm a prop comic head.
Who's that redheaded... Oh, Carrot Top. Yeah.
I'm a prop comic head.
Yeah, I cried when they killed him off. Because he's dead now.
Carrot Top?
Yeah. Mob killed him. No, money.
I think he's still alive.
How naive.
Did you know that Sean Quillette follows me on Twitter now?
I don't know who that is. So, no, I didn't.
He's a guy who has... 10,000 followers.
Okay.
And he followed me, and his bio is, Jesus died to set you free and to make a way for you to live forever. God's love is so amazing.
So I'm going to be immortal now?
I don't know. Why would this guy follow me? I don't think I didn't mention any...
Well,
like,
you put up that post about pussy porn, so he probably liked that.
It's not like I put up any... I mean, my last 10 tweets have had nothing to do with religion, as far as I know.
I mean, he's into other things. I mean, yeah, he's big in religion, but I mean...
All he posts is, like, the gospel according to Luke.
Luke Skywalker? All about the Force shit. On and on and on about it. Now the new movies. Fucking destroyed the whole book universe. That's bullshit. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No. I mean, I haven't tweeted in like 2 days. And apparently our shows aren't posting to my Twitter anymore. I thought they were.
No.
And I guess you have to... Sometimes when you're posting, you have to like reset the connection or whatever.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I don't have a personal Twitter. I just use the WizKid one.
Yeah, you don't tweet.
Yeah, I know.
You're like a porn. Maybe you should start tweeting, man.
I tweeted today.
Yeah, I answered some porn star?
Yeah, I tweeted to some porn star today. I asked her if she'd fuck me.
Did you?
Did I fuck her? No.
Did you ask her?
No, she was complaining about people complaining about porn, and my tweet was long.
Who's complaining about porn?
Oh, you know, people give her shit. You whore! You know, stuff like that.
That's a weird move by guys. To, like, just, like, try to, what do they call it? They call it slut-shame women.
I don't think they even really mean it, though. They just, people like fucking with people.
I guess.
It's not like...
Even you, the most hated, you hate women more than anything else, but you never shame them for having sex with
men.
No,
that's what I want. Fuck everyone.
Yeah.
Let's have a free-for-all fuck-fest. That's fine.
Free-for-all.
That's what I said.
It's not like one word, free-for-all.
Free-for-all fuck-fest. 97. Because back up, then when
it's
I.
It's all a song by Ted Nugent, your favorite artist.
I love him.
Uncle Ted.
Yeah, that's what I call him.
Fucking madman. By the way, he is the man. I suppose that's his nickname.
Yeah.
You don't want to call him his nickname, he's not going to hurt him. Fucking asshole.
I don't think that would hurt him either.
I'm sick of people on, like, far ends of any spectrum. I don't like it.
I know. Him and
political
his fucking
spectrum,
guns.
You know, whatever. I don't like, you know, militant ideas. Enough.
I'm with you.
Stay in the middle with me.
Middle of the road.
We're off to, I'm actually...
Ready
I'm not,
to get hit by a
you
car.
You know what? I've realized I'm not in the middle. I'm off to the side. I'm just observer. I always felt like I'm more of an observer of the earth than a member of society.
Yeah.
A functioning member of society. I go to work and I pay taxes and I, you know, all that shit, but... I mean, other than that...
No, I feel like an alien, too. I know what you mean.
I do.
Is that what you're getting at?
People talk to me, and I'm just, like, confused. Like, why is this person talking to me?
Yeah, I go out of my way to avoid conversations. I'm about to open up my door to go to my car. I'm like, oh, shit, my neighbor's out there. He's going to say something to me. So I stand out there looking out the window, waiting till he goes back in. Then I go out.
You know, and I'm a little bit awkward with people, and then even if you show a hint of that, they go... Ugh, you're so awkward. You're being so weird. You're quiet. It's like,
why are you walking around with an erection? And they're like, dude, shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I hate when people say, oh, that guy never talks. Well, if you listen to the podcast, I talk the whole time.
Well, part of it. Mark talks a lot.
Yeah. Well, we should break down how much you talk and I talk for episodes. We have to do it for, like, 100 episodes and then average it out.
Oh, man.
Who do you think talks more?
I bet you I talk more. I think well, I go like, off on more like rants
you
and shit.
You go on long-winded shit.
Yeah, I would just. I mean, who's to say? Because we're definitely not doing that breakdown.
But I will. I got a lot of time.
You need like a computer program.
Well, let's hire an intern to do it.
Yeah, I would just guess and say me though.
Of course you would.
It's not like a put down or a compliment for one or the other. I mean, I've listened to every episode. You know, that's my opinion.
What does that have to do with anything? You weren't counting.
I've listened to every episode.
Do you fast forward through my parts?
Well, you kind of have to. I mean, if I don't fast forward, like if I'm driving, I mean, I kind of tune it out. Kind of the same. Either way, I don't absorb it.
No, like a brawny paper towel.
No, they do absorb. That's the trick.
Yeah, they put it on a spill. A lot of blue water spilling in commercials.
Yeah, you know, they must be dumping shit out at barbershops. That's the only blue water I see. You know where they keep the combs in that giant jar
same
of blue
water? Same
thing
with the tampon, the tampon and maxi pad.
Why wouldn't they make the liquid red for tampon commercials?
I think that'd go a little too far.
Why is it? No one's saying it's literal blood, but we all know what it's soaking up.
They barely mention what they're for. It's almost as bad as toilet paper. They've never mentioned that toilet paper's for wiping asses.
It's like... why don't they have a commercial for toilet paper where the guy's like, you know what, this other toilet paper, I get shit all over my hand because my hand busts through. One time I fingered my own asshole. This other shit, super thick, it grabs up so much shit.
I actually like one-ply toilet paper the best.
Super thin, huh?
Well, no, it doesn't fall apart in your ass, you know?
I don't know. I don't use toilet paper.
At all?
I'm a wipe man.
That's all?
Yep.
You gotta use both.
Nope.
That's what I heard.
You heard wrong, my friend. You heard wrong. Strictly wipe.
And you flush them down the toilet and clog up your...
No. Throw them out.
So you can just get a garbage can full of shit?
Do you understand? I could change that garbage.
So every time?
When I need to.
Every time when you shit like 6-7 times a day, that's a lot of shit garbage changing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Adding to the whatever you call it.
The landfill.
Yeah.
That's my goal in life, to create the biggest landfill.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of shitting,
Do you want me to pause this? You gotta go.
No, I've been seeing a lot of
shitting videos.
Whenever there's an article about fast food, this has nothing to do with shitting.
Mm-hmm.
People comment about how disgusting fast food is. I'm like,
they do that all the. You eat Burger King. You eat McDonald's. It's funny because it's fucking delicious.
Are those places like ghost towns? Like no one think. We haven't had a person buy anything from here in years.
You understand that it's still a billion-dollar industry, fast food. It has gone down, but it's gone down from $8 billion to fucking $7.5 billion. They're still doing fine.
And you know, you're so much better than me because you don't go to McDonald's every once in a while?
Listen, if that's your every meal, that's not healthy. You know, well, you're not doing yourself a service. You're probably not going to be in great shape. But odds are, you're not going to, like, cut your life in half. If you're going to live to 80, you're not going to die at 40. Odds are.
Jim Gaffigan was just saying the same thing about fast food.
Was he?
Yeah.
Hmm. I seen a little tweet from him, and I decided, you know what? Fuck him. I don't like him.
What was his tweet?
Oh, that he was... It was some clean comedy bullshit. I don't like clean comedy.
That's all he does.
Yeah, I know. That's why I fuck him.
He's funny, though. I like his stuff.
Fuck him. I don't care.
What do you care if he's clean or not? Seinfeld's clean.
Apparently I do. Fuck Seinfeld, too. What? Blah, 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 blah. Write a new fucking joke.
I think he does have new jokes.
I haven't heard any.
You're not listening. You hate comedy, remember?
I know. I still haven't heard any. Have you?
I know. I like Jim Gaffigan. I think he's funny.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he is. I've never
heard
him say...
Talks a lot about food.
Never heard him say anything.
He was great in... Yes, you have. He was in Flight of the Conchords.
What, I remember everything?
That was one of the best episodes. The friend chart.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. You're so above everything.
Because I don't remember it?
You're like a hipster, as a lot of people say. That's what you are. You're like, I'm above it all.
No, I'm a quipster.
Mm-hmm. You're a markster. Don't be a mark. I know people who like wrestling use that, but it mostly means that don't be a guy who hates everything just for the sake of hating it.
It's not for the sake of hating it. It's like, I would like that, but nope, I hate it. I have a fucking opinion.
And it's usually negative. When are you going to regret how negative your life has been? Like being... I can't see why. Because having fun is a lot better in life.
I have fun not liking things.
No, I don't know if you do.
I do. I love it.
I don't know.
I've been hearing shit about this, positive psychology bullshit. Man, that sounds like a load of shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look it up sometime. A lot of fucking nonsense. Just, thinking happy thoughts, saying happy words, not saying anything negative, like all that shit. Like it makes some kind of difference.
Well, within reason, I would say it does make a difference.
They go beyond reason. You live longer, less heart disease. I mean, it's fucking nonsense.
I don't know about all that, but you are. I'm sure you're happier if you keep negative thoughts away from yourself.
Possibly. Although people who are constantly happy, I just imagine they're using that as a cover. They're hiding some inner pain. And how do you even?
Again, and I'm not the only person who's ever said this, but. It's not happiness I'm talking about. Happiness is a momentary thing.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. More...
The goal should never be to be happy, because happiness is, I just got this, I just found $10, I'm happy.
Yeah, you're thinking more of contentment, satisfaction, or something. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Happy and anger are, to me, it's like the same thing. Like, anger's...
Happy birthday, motherfucker!
Other than the fact that... Other than Mark, most people are just temporarily angry, all right?
You're angry consistently.
You're like a match, You're just quick fuse, like, whoa, I'm angry, this fucking thing. And then a few minutes later, you're fine. Mark is just...
What's that shit? It's like... Shit, what the fuck?
All right.
It's like one of those flares that it burns so hot, you can, light it underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Magnesium.
That's what you are?
Yeah, that's me.
Even when you're... People are handing you $1 million and giving you a blowjob, you're still angry about something.
Oh, what the fuck, man? You know how much taxes you're getting a blowjob.
Someone just handed you $1 million and you're eating a nice piece of cheesecake.
Listen, you know how many taxes you have to pay for $1 million? Let's say you want $1 million. First of all, the government takes like half of
it. It's under the table.
For regular tax. Oh, under the table?
Yeah.
Do you know how many taxes you have to pay in a blowjob? It's outrageous what the government does. They take away half my blowjob. It's fucking... I just don't get how this country works. A man can't even get a blowjob anymore.
Yeah, well. When was the last time you got an unsolicited blowjob?
Unsolicited? That I didn't pay for?
No, that you didn't ask for. Just half. Like, you're just... You're taking a nap and you wake up. And
oh, like the... I was at a newsstand looking at browsing at papers, and all of a sudden, what's this? Oh, ma'am. Excuse me? Huh.
Would you turn it down?
This is highly irregular.
Let's say attractive girl, okay? Just start takes your pants down and starts...
Where am I? Set the scene.
You're at the newsstand.
Okay. Do they have newsstands anymore?
Yeah, I think so.
They don't have them around here,
Let's
though.
Let's say you're at Target and you're in the in the chips and soda aisle.
Ooh, yeah. And you're, although those are two different aisles, but
no, okay. They are. I think
they're two different aisles.
Whatever.
We can go there. They're different.
Well, you're in one of those aisles, all right?
Okay.
At Target.
All right.
And all of a sudden, this girl comes by and then just unzips your pants, takes your cock out, and starts sucking.
I would push her away. Let's assume I'm single, so that's not, you know.
But Mark said he doesn't give a shit if he's single or not.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yes, you have! A million times!
Play the tape.
I'll find it.
Go ahead. Good luck,
sir.
I gotta
type, Mark says that he loves to cheat on women
uh-huh.
into the database, and then it'll come up with all the episodes.
Oh, I'm sure
it'll
it will.
It'll come up with all 34 episodes that you've mentioned that.
Go right ahead, sir. So, I'm not an exhibitionist, you know? I'm too scared of getting caught and getting in trouble for shit. Like, I couldn't do something like that. Are you crunching on a pretzel?
Yeah. Crunch all you want, we'll make more.
I think that was for potato chips.
Would you tell her, like, to go to the back or whatever, or the bathroom, or would you just walk away?
I'd probably walk away. You know what? That's a good idea. Let's meet up in the bathroom. I don't even know if I'd think of it. I'd probably be pretty flustered. Like, oh, shit, what the fuck? I don't get what's going on here? First of all, you're just minding your own business and someone grabs your pants. You're pretty shocked.
And I'd go, Mark, you owe me $75. I paid for that prostitute to suck your cock in Target.
That was your birthday present, you son of a bitch. That still counts as a present. Like, no, it doesn't. I never received it. Now you got to get me another
Listen,
one.
Listen, if you give it, you know, you say you don't want it. If I give you a gift certificate.
Fuck, I rip it up.
Yeah.
Fuck this. I don't even like the sizzler.
Hey. You didn't give me anything for my birthday. I just gave you that gift certificate.
Well, I didn't like it. So guess what? Get me something else. Well, where's the gift certificate? Ripped it up, then I ate it.
Reminds me of one of your greatest stories about your brother and his new watch.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I'll tell it again. So it was Christmas time. Me and the family. You know, we're both me and my brother kids at the time.
You and your brother's kids.
Me and my brother are kids. And my mom's there. We're at my aunt and uncle's house. And my uncle, you know, hands us a couple little presents. And I don't even... Who knows what mine was? No clue. All I remember is my brother opens up his. It's a watch. He looks at it and he's like, ow. I already have a watch. Hey, Mark, you want this? And I'm like, no, I don't. You want it. Right? And it's, you know, you can have two watches to say thank you. You want that watch? No, I don't. I just got this watch. This watch is fine. I don't want it. Here, you take it.
This watch is way better than this piece of shit.
Yeah, some people just don't have tact.
Your mom didn't hear him say that?
She probably did. I don't recall her reaction.
I think she would get angry.
She probably beat the shit out of him later.
And you, just for good measure.
So you learn.
Don't you see what you made me do to your brother?
That's the only way we learn, you know? How else are we going to do the right thing?
Yeah. Well, you know, back then, family members would give you like the shittiest gift. Like, they barely put any thought into the gifts because they don't really know you that well. It's like, here.
Yeah, it's
almost
true.
Like when you show up to on Christmas, they didn't know you were coming, and they're like,
oh, shit. They have to like digging around like loose presents. Yeah. Like, these are just kind of like spare little knickknacks. Like, fuck, here you go. Here's a keychain can opener.
What's this? The November episode of issue of Playboy? All right.
You know me so well. I don't know how you knew, but yeah.
Tawny Katane's on the cover.
I needed that. How old is she? Like 80?
Well, this is in the past, Mark.
This is the old one, vintage. It's not like recent. Okay.
Well, I'm saying this is when you were a kid.
Oh, I thought it was doing
back
it
then.
Now.
Tawny Katane was hot.
Okay.
She was withering around on that.
Withering?
That withering.
She was dying. Did you mean slithering?
Slithering.
She's withering. Help me.
Withering. Oh. She's slithering around on top of the vet or whatever that was. And
some kind of car.
In the David Coverdale.
I'm not a car video. Guy.
White Snake video.
A lot of people, the cars go by or they hear a car. Oh, yeah, you could hear that's a V8. That's a blah, 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 blah.
V8. That's a drink?
Yep. That's a can of tomato juice. That's a can of tomato juice driving by.
That's a VA mixed with fruit. Not bad.
Yeah, it tastes like fruit juice, so it's fucking brilliant.
Actually, as I've gotten older and recently, I'm into cars now.
Yeah.
The problem is I can't hang out with car guys because...
They know too much shit?
They know that, and I don't like them, but...
Why don't you like people?
There's some guys at work, this guy at work I talk about cars with. I can hold my own with most subjects, because I forget the word, but...
You're a jack-off of all trades. Yeah.
Like, I know a little bit of a lot of things.
It means you know nothing.
Although, I get jealous of experts. Like, I want to be an expert or something.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to just, like, I mean, knowing a little about a lot is fine, but it's probably better to know everything about one fucking thing.
Not really, because maybe, then the rest of it, you just don't know anything. Do you know this? Nope.
No, but then you're
but
a fucking...
I know episode 16 of,
no,
you know, whatever.
No, but
show.
I'm talking about something real. That, like, you can make that your profession. Like, I am an expert at this. This is what I fucking do.
Like, I'm a squirrel expert?
Yeah, like, I'm sure there is. They're doing, like, fucking studies and shit, and they're, you know, dissecting them and doing vaccines on them. I don't know what the fuck they do. And somebody does everything.
Well, I've read about squirrels. See, I know a lot of things. When it comes to...
When it comes to squirrel fucking...
Squirrels have tiny brains, but when it comes to squirreling away their shit...
They always remember.
They're fucking geniuses. Like, they're really good at building nests and collecting food for the winter.
I told you the story about how that squirrel was going to beat up my mom.
Oh, yeah.
My mom saw some squirrel messing around her potted plant, so when it left, she went over there... Saw, like, there was, like, some nuts and shit in there in the potted plant, so she took it and threw it away. And then later on, she saw the squirrel come back to the potted plant, and this was, like, right on her porch. So she's sitting inside, you're looking through the screen door, she sees the squirrel digging around in there, and apparently noticed that his shit was gone, and so it came right up to the screen door and was, like, staring at her, freaking her out. Like, it knew that she did it.
She told you this?
Yeah. It's like, you fucking bitch. You're dead.
Like, yeah, well, that's they remember they buried
yep.
stuff.
And she was scared to go outside. Oh, shit, that squirrel's gonna get it. Or gonna get me.
Yeah. Squirrels are interesting animals. I was trying to film some with our new camera that we never use.
Really?
But I was back in like this wooded area by my house, and they're all crawling. I'm like, oh man! So I ran in the house, got the camera, came back, they're gone.
Well, you could have recorded something else.
Quick,
some birds.
Hide! He's gonna film us. He's gonna put us on YouTube. He doesn't have permission. Listen, squirrels have no.
They have no rights.
Yeah, they have no whatchamacallit of privacy. You know.
Expectation
you know?
Of no privacy. Yes.
Squirrels have no expectations of
well,
privacy.
Well, they live outdoors. So really, how much, I mean, privacy
they're nude.
Could you expect?
They're also nude. They you know, live the nudist lifestyle, as they like to say.
I am curious about that. I looked online. I was checking out the, there's like a nudist beach in Toronto, which is, you know, a few hours away from us. Well, like 2 hours?
Hour and a half.
Yeah. I was checking that out. Like, that would be kind of cool to check it out.
You know, just to see. Those, you know what's weird about those nudist sites? they'll have like teenage girls and little guys.
Little guy, hey, come here, little guy.
You know, they'll have like teenage guys and girls, kids, people, nude on in those.
Yeah, there's not some kind of age limit.
It should be illegal.
You want to be, listen, it's natural. You want to get naked, get naked. It's a nude beach.
Naturists.
Yeah. Or go to Europe and every beach is a nude beach. Cause no one gives a fuck.
I like hanging out at a nude place, but I don't want to be nude.
You kind of have to be. Because they don't want, from what I read up on it, they don't want all the looky-loos, you know, wandering around wearing their clothes just staring at naked people. So once you go over there, you have to take off your clothes.
Well, I need you to
fluff you up.
Fluff me up, because,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but then I'd go too far, and you'd be, you know, be all rock hard.
Maybe they sell some cream that for nudists where it's a warming cream and keeps your cock, you know, at a decent size.
Ooh, no, you know what I would use?
Because if it gets too cold, it's going to shrivel up.
I would use, like, Bengay, because it would burn, it would hurt so much because it would burn, I wouldn't be able to get aroused by seeing naked chicks. Because I'd be so uncomfortable and in pain. Too.
You know, I don't think...
Now...
This is anecdotal. This is anecdotal. But I don't think girls understand that a guy's penis changes sizes throughout the day.
Listen, they've seen Seinfeld... Everyone's seen that episode with the shrinkage.
Because I had to explain to my girlfriend the one time. She's like, what? Like, yeah, it's not just two sizes. It's multiple different sizes.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the temperature, it's always changing.
Yeah.
Man, sometimes it looks fucking huge. I'm like, man, dick's big.
Yeah. I wish someone would catch me nude right now. They'd think I have a
good
cock.
Hello, everyone!
And other times, like, holy shit, I look like a small child.
Yeah. It's, like, real cold. You know, just you're climbing back up inside yourself.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. So when I was doing...
What?
What?
Doing who?
When I was doing research on that nudist beach...
A girl named Research?
Yeah. They were saying that a lot of it... It's like...
Are you taking a day trip to the nudist beach?
Yeah. I've been there a couple times. They said it's almost a gay beach because there's a lot of gay shenanigans going on.
Girl on girl?
No, mostly the
guy. That'd be fun to watch.
Mostly the guy.
I never got to see that. I'd like to see...
Two guys fucking? Yeah,
I know you're. I know you'd be against it, but I wouldn't mind just seeing two girls, you know...
Against it! Get off of her! Get off of her!
But you've always said that you don't want to see two people getting it on, unless you're with them.
Oh, well, I mean, like... I mean, I guess I'd see it, but I mean, I'm not, like, into it.
Listen, if you're at a party, I'd be pretty excited.
I wouldn't. I'd watch.
But finally, a party where there's some action.
I'd watch, but I'd be fucking bored. I'd be like, oh, man, this kind of sucks.
In person, I don't think I'd be bored.
Yeah. I would.
I would not.
I want to be in this shit. I don't want to be watching.
You know what?
This is all right.
Maybe I'm old, but I just seeing hot chicks is enough for me. Like, I don't need to fuck every girl I see. It's good enough to see them.
Well, crack open a magazine, dude.
Well, I mean, I guess you could fantasize about, like, they just see you and all of a sudden you're just having sex. But in reality, you'd have to talk to them.
Nah, man, nah. You don't know how handsome you are.
Go out, you know, have to go to Applebee's a few times, see a movie, then maybe.
Once a chick sees you, that's it. Done deal. Mm. Done fucking deal.
Who needs all that shit?
Mm-hmm.
So if Mark's at a party and there's two women going down on each other, he's just like...
Yeah, I might just... I'll watch for a little bit.
What else?
And then everyone's going to be going nuts.
What else you got?
You know what?
When we used to go to the hot body contest, you were enjoying yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Listen.
I think in person...
That was a long time
you're
ago.
You're overestimating what you would like.
That was a long time
if ago. If two people are having sex in person, you'd be enjoying it.
Now, on a very smaller scale that kind of happened before, I'm not sure if you were there, but we were at a party, and one of our old female...
This party that I wasn't at? We were at a party that you weren't at.
I don't know if you were there or not, but I don't know. Like, I have no idea. So there was a party, and two girls that we know were there, and they started making out. And there were some other guys there who I didn't know. I'm just gonna say me because I don't know if you were there. And those other guys were going nuts. Oh shit! Oh man! They were going crazy because they're making out, and I was just like, man.
Well, making out's not a big deal.
I'm saying it's on a smaller
scale.
What two
girls do we know that were making out?
Tiffany and that one chick who got her legs crushed in a car accident and that guy died. But this is before she got in the car accident.
Oh, yeah, I was at that
party. Were you there for that? Remember, that was like nothing for us. I was like, it was boring. I'm saying it's on a smaller scale. Wow. Because those...
If they would have got nude, I bring up
the example because those guys were going nuts because they were making out.
Well, if they would have took it to the next step, I'd been into it.
I mean, I might be into it just because I knew them. I don't know.
You're pretending that you're not going to care if nude chick. Listen,
that was a long time ago, man.
Yeah, dude.
I've seen a lot in these years. You're a liar. I've seen a lot.
You've never seen two women going to... Not in a strip club, but in real life. You've
so
never
what, seen strip clubs women. Aren't real life? Never seen, what are those, computers?
I mean, unless you've never told me, I don't think you've ever seen two women go down on each other.
In a strip club, I think I have.
I said not.
But why isn't that real life?
It's not.
They're actual people.
They didn't go down each other anyways because it's illegal.
I seen like a tongue flicker.
Whatever, it doesn't count. I'm talking about at a party.
No, I've never been to one of those kind of parties.
Exactly. I think you'd be excited.
Maybe. I don't think so, but maybe.
I guess that's you. You know,
anything's possible.
They could start blowing you and you'd still be bored.
I mean, that's cool.
I don't even know why you bother living because it doesn't seem like you enjoy it at all.
Listen, I'm waiting for something to excite me. It's the expectation. That's what I live for. Mm-hmm. Because one day it'll happen. And one day could happen for you. You have to go to hotshotwizkids.com. That's what you have to do.
All right, I will.
Not you. We don't want you there.
When I post the next show, I'll do it.
Nope, fuck it. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend. What?